When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM, also on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and on all our affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, a second-year student of Bimbila Senior High School killed at Fire Festival in the Nanumba North District.
We know Fire Festival has had a lot of negative news around the world. But then, we would like to urge everybody that it's a celebration that is very important to us.
We'll take you live to the Northern Region for the latest, plus speak to the National Commission on Small Arms and Light Weapons who are banning use of firearms at the festival. Also, Imani Africa President, Vice President Kofi Bento cast doubt over the successful implementation of the 24-hour economy policy, fearing the project may serve as a vehicle for grand corruption.
We are going to do a pilot. We are going to, that's what I'm saying, that's the excuse for waste and stealing. So they will access $300 million or so, okay? They will support. Did you see people go and dig dugouts and call them dams under 1D1F?
And later, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo raises concerns over ECOWAS's ability to rein in errant member states following the withdrawal of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso after sanctions.
Leading to coups and counter-coups, we see the successful coups and numerous unsuccessful coups in the last 5 years alone.
I am James Savage. Details of the stories now. Now, a second-year student of the Bimbila Senior High School has been killed at a fire festival in Bimbila. The deceased, only named as Fatima, was reported to have been hit by stray bullet during a procession last night. We'll go on the phone line shortly, but first listen to Regent of Bimbila, Nyelembulgi, Na Yakubu and Dani the second, who cautioned against any form of violence ahead of the celebration.
We all know what Fire Festival entails. It entails all the actionable activities that can cause chaos. But in our culture, our ancestors have fought on our behalf and they have prayed on our behalf. We bring all these things together, fire, cutlasses, knives, guns together, and yet we do not have any incidents of accidents. This is because our forefathers are always with us in this celebration. We know Fire Festival has had a lot of negative news around the world. But then, we would like to urge everybody that it's a celebration that is very important to us. We just need to curb other disturbances that comes with it.
Let's go on the phone line now to the Northern Region, where correspondent Martina Bugri joins us with some more details. Martina, if you can hear me, has any arrest been made so far, and has the deceased person been fully identified as we speak?
Yes, she's been identified as Abukari Fatima, a Yaku business student of the Bimbila Senior High School. What we gather is that she went out with the other siblings to the festival celebration until her timely death. What we are being told also is that she's been buried according to the Islamic custom this morning. Now, I spoke to the police. They are yet to begin investigating some tolls. But what we do know is that the body of the deceased has been released to the family and has been put to rest.
Martina, what's the mood in town now as we speak? Is the festival still continuing?
The festival is a one-night activity, even though there are pre-activities where people arm themselves, you know, with all manner of implements to showcase their black magic power. Prior to that, the day for the activity itself is just one night, and that was yesterday. We are told they had gone to the chief palace for the grass, gone to the hospital dancing, lit their fire for the procession,
okay,
heading towards the dump to throw it and then to come back into the town when the unfortunate incident happened.
Okay. Thank you, Martina Bugri, our Northern Regional Correspondent. Let's do some more on this. And Dr. Adam Bona, Executive Secretary of the National Commission on Small Arms and Light Weapons, has also joined us on the phone. Doc, you have called for an immediate seizure of the use of live ammunition at the festival. Is this directive not belated? Didn't we see this coming to forestall it?
Well, yes. Good afternoon. It was difficult for us to forestall or to stop them from using live ammunition or live ammo. Condolences to the family. We are all aware that festivals have been with us for centuries, and therefore the Small Arms and Light Weapons Commission cannot say our communities should not celebrate or have festivals. The only thing we have always called for is to distance themselves from the use of live ammo. But we can only sensitize them because at the moment, the laws we have governing the use of firearms and the rest is over 50 years old. And in that law, it doesn't prohibit celebrants and festive celebrations or celebrants from using live ammo. And so we can only engage and sensitize them and say, do not use live ammo. But you don't have, a backing law that would allow you to go in there and ensure that it is only live ammo that is used. And so that is the difficulty. Fortunately, there's been a review of the law or the bill. We have a bill that is pending, hopefully, to go to Parliament. It's at the ministerial level to be passed into law. And all these ingredients are captured in the law, because then you expect them to use non-lethal ammo. But unfortunately,
okay,
to the extent that some of them use M16s, these are full automatic weapons,
okay,
that some even our military don't use. We've seen it in festivals in this country.
Okay.
It tells you that we are losing the fight if this law is not passed as soon as possible.
Okay. Dr. Adam Bona, thank you so much. He is the Executive Secretary of the National Small Arms and Light Weapons Commission. Let's move on now. And the Ghana Police Service has arrested two individuals claiming to be national security operatives and three others during a major operation targeting illegal mining activities in the Jamra Forest Reserve in the Ashanti region. Nana Buachi Yadom has more in the following report.
During the police operation, five individuals were arrested. Kofi Adey confirmed being an illegal miner.
But when do you true?
When you say you true, so we say so sense as an augusoye.
My name is Dalita.
E buapayo wa sheda so peso we say so sense as.
Enye buapayo.
But we sense as.
I engage in illegal mining, but I don't do it here. I only came to see my sister. I know it's not good to do illegal mining. I know it's destroying our lands, but this is what our elders did to survive.
But two of the arrested individuals claim to be operators of the national security deployed to watch over the illegal mining site. Musa Isaka, spoke to Joy News, claiming he had the authorization of the Ashanti Regional Security Coordinator.
When I joined the National Security.
Last 3 weeks, this is what.
For the past 3 weeks, now I've been joining National Security.
Yeah, so we must say I'm sure.
The area more, one or more shake galam say for us.
And that's a report from Nana Buachi Dankwa Iyadom. Now, Senior Vice President of Imani Africa, Kofi Bento, has cast doubt on the successful implementation of government flagship 24-hour economy policy. The program, which was launched on Tuesday, seeks to provide capital to small businesses in the great infrastructure export and other sectors of the economy. The five-year project is expected to cost $4 billion, out of which government is providing a seed capital of $300 million. First, listen to Professor of Finance at the University of Ghana Business School, Professor Goffred Bokpin, who says the program is a duplication of previous government One District, One Factory.
Something, if you take time to read the Ghana Beyond Aid, and you read this, you see great similarity.
And when do you want it?
You see great similarity. Look, they call it now, we've christened it Grow 24. In fact, under the Ghana Beyond Aid, they call it Wiser Ghana. Five pillars: wealthy Ghana, inclusive Ghana, sustainable Ghana, empowered Ghana, resilient Ghana, and all of that. When you look at the framework from that perspective, then there are the strategies to deliver this, call them economic development instrument. Then they talked about 1D1F. So it's not just in isolation. In fact, there's a whole linkages identified in there.
Well, Senior Vice President at Imani Kofi Bento says the project risks failure like the 1D1F, as it may also serve as a vehicle for grand corruption.
Any analyst will tell you that if you look at some of the things that they've talked about, $4 billion is not going to cut it at all.
They're looking to start with a pilot with 50, firms.
That's always what happens. We are going to do a pilot. We are going to, that's what I'm saying, that's the excuse for waste and stealing. So they will access $300 million or so, okay? They will support. Did you see people go and dig dugouts and call them dams under 1D1F? That's the excuse for waste and stealing. And then we end up having proofs about them. Then we always do something. We create excuses for building institutions and passing new laws. You hear they are going to set up an authority.
Yeah, 24-hour economy authority.
I also
don't know it. You know what? Ghana has a large government.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about from district level to regional level.
And the cost is huge.
And it's extreme. They suck up 80% of all the revenue we make.
You heard the Senior Vice President of Imani Africa, Kofi Bento, bringing us to end of the news at 12 here on Joy 99.7 FM. A top story, a second-year student of Bimbila Senior High School killed at Fire Festival in the Nanumba North District. Log on to myjoyonline.com for more news. Coming up as the Worship Zone with Ziggy Badio.
It's the 18th.